been going for a while financially. What's your responsibility as far as making sure that they have the funds to complete this project as opposed to going in, tearing up the area, and then a year or two from now, I know that you talked about 110%. Can you explain to that a little bit further?
Yeah, on this, before they're allowed to file a final plat with the Recorder of Deeds office, exactly what you said, they'll have to put up a bond or letter of credit or some type of security for the cost of all the infrastructure, plus an extra 10%, basically. And the thought there is, if for some reason we were to have a developer that walked away, then the county would have some source of funds to complete a project, basically. If they were to grade over an acre, even, for example, we would require a land disturbance bond as well. So the thought is that hopefully there's money there to reestablish the site if they graded over that acre and that type of thing.
And then, really, ultimately, you guys, I mean, it's not like we say we're opposed to this or we're for it, or do we give an opinion, or do you care?
You are welcome to give an opinion if you're opposed or in favor or whatever.
Okay. All right.
And we do care.
Okay.
I wanted to know, I know it said something about a year after each plat is done, then they can start the next one or whatever, so... is there any sort of timeline for this from start to finish?
Well, the way the subdivision regulations are written now, if this were approved next Monday, they would have up to 2 years to submit the final plat. I always forget how it's worded being open with you. I know if they were to do it in phases for some reason, like if they decided, well, we're just going to do a final plat on 5 and we're going to bring in 5 more, I think it spells out that it gives them a year for each phase, something to that effect. Let me see how it's worded. but they basically have 2 years from the date of the approval now, the way it's written.
I just got confused with the condos.
Yeah, that needs to be taken out.
I mean, I heard it. It was just
it's there on the second.
I was like, well, maybe I'll just buy a condo over there and just sell my land.
It's on number 2 right there.
On the second number 2, the final plat.
Yeah. I thought, we'll go ahead and correct that while we're here. And just to spell this out, too, I just actually took this language just right out of the subdivision regs, mm-hmm. So it's just the same verbiage that's...
Okay, you got any more questions?
No.
Thank you.
Oliver. Am I even getting close on this name, Oliver?
Oh, there's only two on that list, probably me.
Number 2, it looks like Oliver.
Al.
Boy, I missed that one. Sorry about that.
It's quite all right. I've been working with the Norge Cogs for several years, and they did stop when the economy crashed. I just want to point out that that type of structure, that type of project, is certainly needful in Taney County. That is, when I show property, first thing they want to do is find a house with 4 or 5 acres on it. And I say, sorry, there aren't very many. I showed one or two yesterday, and there were three different families wanting to see the same property. So there is a need for this type of a 3 to 5 acre family residence. And that's their intent, not to build 15 at once, but 1, 2, or 3, and then progress to a conclusion. That's about all I have to add, just the simple fact that there is a demand for that, and we're in a hurt when we try to find properties like that.
Okay, thank you. Now, Eddie. You probably don't approve my way of doing things, but just get you up out of the chair.
You know, I agree with Al there. He's been around here a long time, sold a lot of properties, that there is very little that's got structures on it of that size. You can find lots that size, but not a structure that's already built to move into. And these houses would be built in here would be entry level or a little better. That's what they're looking at building. And as far as where the house would be located, I don't know a developer alive that will get any farther away from the road than he has to, because he's got to build the driveway to it. So they would be built fairly close, you know, I'd say within 150 foot of the road at least, would be an extreme distance for him to be off of there. And I think, Alden, we discussed that we could do either single family or we might put two houses on one well, or depends on how things go.
There are all to be single family residences. There is the possibility to consider a shared well.
Yeah. Instead of punching so many holes, that's up to the developer what he wants to do.
So or I guess they could. The developer's going to furnish water.
Do what now?
The developer's going to furnish water.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what I understood, isn't it?
Well, he's.
It'd be part of the package.
When they buy the house, they get a well or a shared well.
Okay.
Or you got the option through DNR to do a multifamily where you could serve three. That's the options, either one, two, or three. And I agree, the less holes you punch, the better off you are. But that's up to the developer.
Eddie, do you have a dollar value of what they're, when you say entry, mid-level, what do you think, 150, 200,000 or 300, or what do you have?
I'd say
any ideas on that?
The high end.
That was their question.
The high end would be two, two down.
Okay.
You know, like that. Because, you know, there's such a market for everything two or less.
Oh, yeah.
If you go above too much, there's not much market. And even with the homes that's being built in this county and Stone County, the ones that are moving the best are anything that's 200 or less.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, because to answer their question.
Because it's the first time since the slowdown that I've seen this, and it happened about 45 days ago. I've got a developer working for that had some inventory. All of it sold out in 2 weeks, and he actually pre-sold four homes without any structure being up, and I haven't seen that. So things are getting better out there, and that's what we're all hoping for anyhow and everything. But as far as the other question I had about wildlife, to me, anywhere there's a subdivision, there's more wildlife than there is anywhere else.
You mean animals?
Because usually everybody throws a salt block out in the back of corn, and that's where they stay. Because like it is now, deer hunters go in there and hunt off that road. So, I mean, you know, that's the way it is everywhere. The deer are
road hunting in Taney County?
Well, there might not be none in Pro Tem, but I bet there is up here Forsyth.
Probably more Pro Tem than you can imagine.
But I don't know, was there anything I missed that they asked a question about?
Has already been, the survey is complete? I mean, when the last, it was like, from what year did they do the survey for this land that's adjacent to mine?
It was done when the original plat was done, which was, what, 2006?
Yeah.
2006.
The whole boundary was marked at that time.
Will we have access to that? I mean, it's like, will I have access to that boundary survey?
If we record the plat, it'll be of record.
Yeah,
it won't be of your property, it'll be just of their property, but your north, part of your north line would be surveyed, because they're not, their corner is not your corner at the northwest corner of the property.
Right.
You see that by GIS or maybe his map's off a little bit. But
yeah, we've already had that conversation with a couple of them. my biggest concern is just the completion of the project.
I mean, all of us have driven around subdivisions and seen areas that have been halfway done or a quarter way done. Even here on Nail Drive, if you can just follow that up just a bit. You can see here that this property was started in like 2007 or 2009, and they stopped about 2011, and it's right on the line. So it just, there's still building materials, there's still, it's nails on that property, but they don't do anything with it. There's still building supplies there, there's still trash there, there's no trailer that's just rotted out, and it's, and, you know, they changed the name of it because there wasn't anybody else in that property, but they haven't done anything else with it. So my concern is that I'm going to be, not only do I have this eyesore here, but in the process, if you have a financial issue or if they have, you know, I just, my concern is that we're just, you know, we've got trailer parks over here. You know, I just, you know, we bought the property as kind of a place that we could build a home and that we can kind of have a family there. And we had to do a lot of cleanup as it was from illegal dumping and stuff, which, you know, my concern is that once they start the process, I'd like to see it through. I think it'd be a benefit if, you know, if they complete the process, obviously it's going to help everybody with property values and so forth. But that's just my
you know, perspective. To answer that question, I can't guarantee them anything. Al can't guarantee them anything. If they record the final plat, there's going to be a bond in place. If the developer doesn't do it, the county will have the funds to complete the roads. And that's all there is really to complete in here is the roads. They're already mostly built, so it's not going to be that expensive. If it isn't recorded, it'll stay just like it is. And that's the only guarantee I can tell you that's for sure. So,
okay, thank you, Eddie. Does anybody have any questions for we'll move us on to the 16th, is that right? So thank you.
Yes, have a good evening.
You too. Now we're going to the Wet Willie Storage.
Okay, this is case number 2016-9. The project is Wet Willie Storage. The applicant is William Valbracht. And the property is located at 20194 U.S. Highway 160. And we'll zoom in here. It's in the Swan Township, Section 25, Township 24, Range 20. And, of course, we've got the north, south, east, and west views of the property.
That land goes back that far?
Mm-hmm. It does. It goes back quite a ways, but it drops off pretty sharply once you get
down.
Yeah, once you get beyond about right here, it drops off pretty sharply.
Oh, yeah.
I surveyed that one.
I knew they dumped stuff in there.
If you go much beyond about right in here, it's pretty steep. The applicant's requesting the approval of a Division 3 permit to allow for the development of a self-storage facility, with proposed units being constructed both beside and also behind the existing car wash building. The subject property is approximately 2.41 acres, and of course it's located at 20194 U.S. Highway 160. According to the assessor's information, the property in question has been used as a car wash since 1986. The current application was approved for concept on April 18th. Excuse me. The applicant is proposing to utilize the most buildable portion of the 2.4-acre meets and bounds tract as a self-storage facility. The applicant is seeking the Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit, and it would